everything is clearly visible at 300 yards or more and seems close by. When the sun sets, the shadows fall stark and clear from barn, cows, and even the tasseled corn. The family with which I was staying was a large one, and I always have an especially good time when I'm taken right into the life of a typical American family. The youngest daughter here was just finishing high school, and all of us planned to attend the graduation exercises the following week. All of us? Something was threatening to mar the joy of that happy occasion. For months past there had been dissension between the father and his eldest son. In a fit of anger, the father had shown his son the door and forbidden him ever to cross its threshold again. The mother told me the whole story in confidence. For her, the graduation festivities would be no joy. "My boy has a farm not far from here," said she, "but I'm sure he will not want to come." We prayed together about it, and then I waited for the opportunity I knew God would prepare for me. I was having quite a few interesting experiences on the farm. I'd helped drive the tractor, and although the farmer stood behind me, I was still proud of having finished the corners so neatly. One afternoon I went riding. The whole family stood watching as I mounted. The horse was being difficult, and ignoring the reins entirely, walked over to the watering trough, began to drink, and then put his feet into the trough. I had all I could do to keep from pitching forward over his head. Finally, with the efforts of all, the horse was led to the road, but I had to take a lot of bantering advice and laughter about my first riding lesson. Once on the road, however, everything was fine. The horse was walking quietly now. The whole prairie lay stretched out before me. I inhaled deeply the pure air. The corn rustled, and the wind played with my hair. What a delight it is to look out over the world from the back of a horse. Then the farmer rode up alongside me, and before I knew it, there it was, the opportunity for which we had prayed. "Have you ever prayed, 'Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors'?" I asked him. "Do you know what has become of your sins? If you believe in Jesus Christ and belong to him, they've been cast into the depths of the sea, and that's very deep. But then he expects also that you will forgive the sins of your boy and cast them into the depths of the sea. Just imagine how you would feel if there should be another war, if your son had to go back into service and was killed in action. Don't you think you should forgive him right now? The love which God has for you in Christ Jesus is the same love that he will pour out into your heart through his Spirit. If you open your heart to receive it, then his love will become your love, and his forgiveness your forgiveness." All through the conversation I continued praying that the demon of bitterness would not win the conflict going on in the heart of the farmer. After we'd been